Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's special episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord, and I appreciate your connection. I put together this special episode to assist you with your spiritual growth process and to help explain some common words, terms, and concepts that exist in our spiritual communities. I wanted to provide you with definitions that you could grasp quickly and easily in order to understand what the heck we're talking about in some of these radio shows and books, on blogs, just anywhere you come across spiritual terms. I'm going to share with you definitions and explanations of these terms. This is going to be a rather brief show as it's just designed to give you information. But first, if you are brand new to listening to this podcast, I wanted to briefly introduce myself. I am a best-selling author, an intuitive astrologer, and a spiritual teacher. My first spiritual awakening was in 2002. And I'm going to describe what spiritual awakening means exactly. And then I decided to really follow my passion as I proceeded on my spiritual path and opened up to more of my gifts. I decided to follow more of my passion, which is spiritual development, and sharing with you information that I believe really can empower you in loving yourself, sharing your gifts, healing, and essentially helping you create exactly what you want in this life. I share regularly on my website, ConsciousCoolChic.com, and you can sign up on the email list to receive a free 44-page guide to ridiculously loving and celebrating yourself. It is filled with practical wisdom for spiritual self-care. And this book is very understandable, very easy to read, and I've been receiving great feedback from people that's really helping them on their path right now. So what I would like to do is just dive right in to these definitions. And the first one is awakening, spiritual awakening. This is a term that is dear to my heart because my memoir, The Art of Trapeze, One Woman's Journey of Soaring, Surrendering, and Awakening, revolves around this concept of awakening. And there will be different definitions out there that you'll come across. And the one that I offer you is that awakening is essentially understanding that you are bigger than your physical self. You have greater power than you've probably ever realized. You are awakening up to your true self, and that is self with a capital S. It is understanding how you are a contributor and a valuable member of the human family who is here to intentionally own your energy, to consciously be aware of yourself. It's the understanding that you have power over your thoughts, emotions, actions, intentions, and perspectives. When we talk about a spiritual awakening, it's essentially a breaking out of anything that confined you. For most people, this involves a growing beyond religion, any type of religious understandings that they have been accustomed to or have grown up with. They start to realize that they are able to stretch beyond those confines. And I want to share that when we talk about spirituality, I'm not speaking about a religious definition of spirituality. I'm talking about spirituality in the bigger, grander sense, which is that think of spirituality, just the term, as an umbrella, and that every religion is housed underneath that umbrella, and that every religion is an interpretation and explanation of spirituality. I believe this is really important when we are raising our consciousness to look at the overarching terms and to determine for yourself what spirituality means to you. That's one thing you'll discover is that there are many definitions of spirituality. Spirituality can hold a different definition for every person on the planet, meaning I would have my definition of spirituality, you would have yours, your best friend would have theirs, your mother would have hers, and so on and so on. Whereas religion typically has a common, agreed upon definition. Religion involves group consensus, a gathering of people under shared values, ideals, beliefs. And so religion involves a collective, but spirituality involves the individual. And if you're interested in learning more about this, I talk about these the differences in spirituality and religion in The Modern Heroine's Journey of Consciousness. That is the second book in the Awakening Consciousness series. And in it, I explain more of these definitions in more depth and detail. I know that it's important to sit with information, to ponder it for yourself, to read it on your own timeline in your own way. And in that book, you'll find more information about different terms and definitions. So I just want to throw that out there as a resource for you. So when we talk about awakening, we are talking about opening up to your sense of self, with a capital S, and how you are more powerful than you've ever realized. You have more gifts, you have more abilities, and as I mentioned, this often involves moving away from a religion. It doesn't have to, certainly does not have to. That's just been a typical path for most people. And when you also open up and awaken to yourself in the bigger sense, you have often a change in the type of people you are drawn to, your relationships. You see different aspects of your life from a new lens. Perhaps become more curious about your life purpose and what you're here to do, how you are here to serve. You might feel a restlessness in your life about, I'm ready for something new. I'm ready for that next part of my life that fits me more perfectly now. So awakening has many components to it. And ultimately, it's quite empowering. With awakening, you also have greater responsibility around your own energy, your choices, your actions. Awakening involves self-mastery. You begin to understand your responsibility in every life situation. It's moving from unconscious awareness, going through the movements, just following a path, just doing what you were taught or told or thought you should do. And you're moving into a conscious state of choice, of responsibility for yourself, responsibility for your role in your life. So it's quite big. It's literally life-changing. And it's also quite exciting. It's a breaking out, a breaking through. And it literally changes how you see yourself and your place in the world. That is, in a nutshell, the concept of awakening and what we mean when we talk about an awakening, a spiritual awakening specifically. We're saying that you are starting to have new questions about yourself and your role in the planet, in your life, in your family. And so this brings us to consciousness. And what is consciousness? Well, this is one of my passions, and I love talking about consciousness because I believe that it is a way that we connect with our power. When you are living consciously in your life, you are living with awareness, mindfulness, presence. You are observing who you are, what you're doing. You are, again, questioning your motivations and your intentions. Consciousness is adding mindfulness to your life. And so it helps in observing yourself in a new way. So let's take, for example, you're in a romantic relationship, and there's something about this relationship that is the same. There are the same habits and themes coming up in this relationship that you've experienced in your previous relationship. The same dynamic in place. With consciousness, you become an observer of yourself and you say, I'm going to take a step back and neutrally observe this relationship. What am I doing in this relationship that I have done in every other relationship, romantic relationship in my life? Where am I unconsciously repeating a pattern? Where am I unconsciously exuding a certain behavior? Where am I unconsciously making the same choices or assumptions or expectations over and over again? Now, when you do this, when you become an observer of yourself, you automatically raise your consciousness because it's where you step out of a scenario and you neutrally look at it with the intention of gaining new information. So as you look at yourself in this romantic relationship that has a pattern that keeps repeating, what are you now seeing in yourself that you didn't see before? Are you observing something that you do and you didn't know you did it. And this could run the scale. There's a continuum of different realizations. You could realize, oh, I guess I don't always share what's on my mind with my partner, and this reduces our communication abilities. Or perhaps there's a way that you act out or do something in the relationship that perpetuates this trust. Or is there a part of yourself that you're withholding that you don't bring to the relationship? This can be a huge category of possibilities. And that's why it requires conscious intention to observe yourself. So if this is a new concept to you, I suggest starting with observing yourself in relationships and the patterns and what is happening over and over again that you wish to change. Likewise, there could be patterns and behaviors that really work for you, that you're proud of, that you love about yourself, and you don't want to change. So observe those too and give yourself a pat on the back and fortify your confidence with those qualities as well. This is what it means to raise your consciousness. You begin to observe yourself with new levels of awareness. And this ties into spiritual awakening. Now, there are 5 types of consciousness on the planet now. You can read more about these on my website, Conscious Cool. 5 types of consciousness that describe essentially those who are unconscious all the way up to those who are highly evolved and conscious. They are, just to give you an idea, those 5 types of consciousness are separation consciousness, earth consciousness, heart consciousness, awakening consciousness, and cosmic consciousness. You can read about each of these on the website and learn a little bit more about how these are alive in your life. Now, another concept that you will come across quite regularly in your spiritual growth journey is energy, concept of energy. What does that mean? Well, it means something different if you are a physics teacher than if you are a spiritual teacher, because energy is interesting. Everything is energy. The chair you are sitting on is cohesively formed by the energies of certain ingredients coming together, the minuscule level, everything at the level of the atom, at the very smallest possible level, and then they form together the energy of like ingredients form together to create a new material that forms your chair. If you were to put your chair under a microscope and examine it down to the smallest possible level, you would see how it is composed of different energies. And so energy exists from the physical world, everything we can see and touch and taste and feel, into the what we'll call non-physical world. And when we talk about energy in a spiritual sense, we're talking about what we can't see. We're talking about the energy of a room, the energy of a stadium. Have you ever been to a sporting event and you go in there and you just feel a certain energy? Maybe it's enthusiasm and excitement. The crowd has a collective energy. and it can be tangible. Or if you're sitting in a room with somebody and there is that proverbial elephant in the room, what's not being spoken, well, that room has a certain energy. And as you proceed spiritual journey and you open up to more of these concepts, you will be tuning in to different energies that cannot be seen. Many people who identify as intuitives, psychics, clairvoyants, they work with this level of energy, the very high level of energy, what cannot be seen with our human senses. And this is a capability that's available to everybody. Everyone has the ability to be psychic or intuitive, and it's healthy. It's actually one of our gifts and our talents. If you watch any type of Hollywood movie or a cliche, there was that one psychic Cleo, who was that terrible stereotype of a psychic. I mean, there's a lot of things that out there, messages that would tell you that psychic is not healthy, it's unreal, it's scary, it's something negative. And that's not really the case. All have psychic abilities. We all have the ability to tune into what we cannot see. It often takes development, classes and different types of courses to help you fine-tune and develop your intuitive sense. But all of this is about tuning into energies that you can't see. And so when we talk about the energy of something, that's what we're tuning into. That is what we mean. The energy of something is not always tangible, but it can be highly accurate. I personally practice this through my astrology session with clients. As an intuitive, I look at an astrology chart and will see different energies that are dominant for clients or that are prominent in their life right now. And I've developed the ability to pick up on energies. And if you are an empath, you pick up on energies as well. Being an empath means you're picking up on other people's emotions and feelings. You're picking up on their energy. And what you're also doing is gathering more information. So the concept of energy is quite strong. It's something that you will come across regularly because everything is energy. We are energetic beings. Your body is a magnificent vessel of energy. Everything from your heartbeat to your DNA and cellular level cells is composed of different energies that create your bones and your tissues and your muscles and your blood vessels and everything, your organs, and then it creates our amazing bodies. Our bodies are energy. So practice tuning into the energy of something, the energy of yourself, the energy of a situation, the energy of a room, and this is where you begin to open up to more of your spiritual gifts. Now, something else you'll come across is the concept of God, universe, source, spirit, the all that is. All of these terms are used to describe what we know as the energy of God. This is the energy that religions teach. But in a spiritual sense, we're not talking about a collective God. And I believe what I've learned that I can share with you is that every person, again, has their own definition of God. Some people refer to it as the universe. Some people see it as God, as a masculine energy. Others refer to it as source. I believe it's whatever fits for you and that it is a personal choice. And some people want that personal connection to God, God the Father, the Lord our Savior. Some people want that connection. Others prefer the openness of saying source or the universe. Ultimately, I believe we're all talking about the same thing. It just has different labels or titles. So choose what is best for you. And I also believe it's incredibly important to be accepting of what others choose for them, for themselves. Even though I view the concepts as interchangeable, not everyone does. So it's an interesting discussion, because you might call it the universe and others might call it God or whatever they choose, and not everyone sees it the same way. I believe, though, that as you expand your consciousness and you persist on the spiritual path, you eventually open up to how it is all the same, ultimately. And this is part of raising our consciousness. It's also understanding that when we speak about the universe, God, source, and spirit, that you are composed of that energy as well. And this is the understanding that you are God in human form. You are connected to the all that is, because you are same energy. This goes back to the fact that everything is energy. Everything is connected. The other concept that I'd like to share in this opening or introductory series is authenticity. Authenticity is about diving into the depths of who you really are at your core level self, and loving all aspects of you, loving your heart, your emotions, your gifts, and your talents. Authenticity involves loving your vulnerability, loving your courage, loving your confidence, loving yourself in all ways. And this is one of the big themes right now in the human, in our world, because we are really learning to love our authentic self, not just the beautiful shining parts, but also the shadow self. The shadow self, the parts of ourself that we don't see, it's our unconscious. It's our unconscious choices, our unconscious words, our unconscious energies. And every person has their shadow energy as well as their light energy. And the shadow is not bad. It is simply the parts of ourselves that have the potential to be brought into the light. It is essentially making the unconscious conscious. And so your shadow self is also where your greatest growth and transformation lies. And this goes back to that example I gave you about looking at your relationship patterns. Perhaps you have an aspect of your shadow self that is playing out in relationships and you just weren't aware of it. And as you become more conscious, you then see this pattern in yourself and you see, oh, I didn't even realize I was doing that. I didn't get it that I was putting that energy into the relationship, or that I was activating the exchange between my partner and I. There's this aha, wow, okay. And so it's interesting, because so much of this stuff is also found in therapy and counseling and psychiatric work, where you're looking at yourself on new levels, and that's what consciousness is. So when we talk about authenticity, we are essentially revealing to ourselves more of who we really are. And this can involve those less desirable aspects of self. You could see where you're hurt. You could see if you're harboring anger. You could see if you're cynical. You could see if you're a critic. You can see if you're judgmental. This is where we see all of ourselves, our full energy. Also a very, very important part of our human experience is to love ourselves for what we're discovering and then powerfully choosing to change it. Consciousness involves powerful choices, making new commitments to who you want to be in the world, what you want to offer, how you want to act. And it starts at an individual level. It starts with yourself. Another concept and definition to share with you is soul contracts and soul agreements. A lot of spiritual teachings involve the understanding that you are a soul and that you reincarnate in different lifetimes to have different experiences. And as a soul, you are limitless, you are pure energy and light, you are love. You come from a place of love, and that in each lifetime, you choose different lessons. This is where we see how we can be a player on both sides of an equation. For example, you can be the slave and the master, the teacher and the student. You are the husband and the wife. You are the female and the male. You could have in your soul's history multiple roles, multiple experiences. And from a soul's perspective, it is intentional to have these experiences. But then when we are birthed and we are in our human bodies, our human selves, we then have free will. And free will is where we then choose what we want to do. We choose what direction our life goes. And this is where things can become quite exciting and quite interesting. And oftentimes a soul requires other souls for certain experiences. And this is where we get into soul contracts, soul agreements, karma, soul groups, and a few other definitions. These concepts all revolve around your soul healing and learning new aspects of its human self. So the concept of soul contracts is essentially understanding that you have contracts with certain people in your life in order to learn certain lessons or to heal certain wounds. Most commonly, people have soul contracts with family members because family is a common human experience. We all have to come from a mother and a father. We all come from a family. Now, there are different variations of this family dynamic, and there are different ways this shows up. For example, if you are an orphan, that sets up certain soul contracts and certain healing lessons. Or if you come from a big family, that has different soul contracts and healing lessons. So you can see how this becomes quite unique to each individual. And soul contracts are in place to assist each other with our healing, our growth, and our evolution. We talk about soul contracts, soul agreements, soul groups, karma, and more in The Modern Heroine's Journey of Consciousness. If you're looking for a guide or an understanding, deeper understanding of these concepts, I recommend that. That's why I wrote this book, so that you could have all this information right at your fingertips. Because it's important to understand the differences so that you feel empowered. You feel strong in what you chose as a soul. Ultimately, soul contracts and soul agreements are all about making you stronger, more confident, more aware of your energy and all of your potential. Karma, on the other hand, is when energy is out of balance and it needs to be balanced. A simple scenario would be that you are in a relationship with your mother that creates struggle, or perhaps you feel that she engages in a power struggle with you. This could be karmic. It depends. It's different for each person. This could be karmic in the sense that in a previous lifetime, you were the mother or authority figure, and you created a power struggle for her. And so in this lifetime, you're balancing out those energies. You can complete the karmic signature in a relationship through love, acceptance, detachment, forgiveness, compassion, and by no longer engaging in the power struggle. So that's just one definition of how karma can show up. So as you can see, a lot of these definitions relate to each other. And I wanted to provide you with this podcast so that you could hear these definitions and really sit with them for a bit and just look at your life and your choices from a higher perspective. To be aware of your power, to be in command of your energy. When you come from that place in your life, it can literally change everything. And that is when you are living from a higher place of consciousness. And so in that regard, there's a lot of rewards and benefits with this path, with your spiritual journey. And I hope that this brief show has connected you with deeper understanding through these definitions. If you have any further questions, you can reach out to me on ConsciousCoolChic.com and ask me a spiritual question. On the navigational bar on the website under Nice to Meet You, there's the drop-down menu that says Ask a Spiritual Question, and you can send any of your questions my way. I do answer them typically once a month. Unless I have a lot of guests on the radio show, then the Q&A session gets delayed. But please know that I love answering these questions for you. I love supporting you and providing information. And that most importantly, we are all connected and we are all on this journey together. Thank you for being here. I hope this has been informative. You can hear the next live radio show every Wednesday, where I share with you more consciousness-raising topics and spiritual insights. I also do astrology shows if you would like to learn more about your astrology chart. And one of my favorite aspects of this radio show is connecting you with new spiritual teachers, experts, and healers who have wonderful information to share. So I will see you next time. And until then, namaste, and I wish you well on your journey, my friend.
tennis.